Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 17 June 2024. Welcome to tonight's program. We're glad you're with us. And I want to thank each and every one of you that joins us about every night. Thank you so much for taking time to do that and join us and helping us keep this program on the air for over 31 years. Thank you all so much. Before we get to our guest tonight, a couple announcements very quickly. I want to let you know that we're going to have Bible study again on the 29th. Phil and his family has been out of town for a while, so back on the Bible study on the 29th. So mark out your calendar. So be sure and join us, okay, on the internet or phone or whatever. So just remember that. And also a prayer request tonight for Tracy. I don't know what exactly is going on with her all the way, but keep that in mind. Also, I ask you to pray for Shannon's husband, Johnny. Y'all speak this office. You know who Shannon is. Well, he did have, looks like, a little bit of a stroke. He's home now, went home today. But continue to keep them in prayer, please, all right? And tomorrow night, we're going to have a guest on that I have on every couple months, have for a long, long time, named Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez from BioCare Hospital in Tijuana, Mexico. Now, folks, if you have any health problems, any kind, I don't care what it is, tomorrow night will be your chance to talk to my mind, the top five, one of the top five leading doctors in the world today. And I mean that. So tomorrow night, you get your questions down for Dr. Rodriguez, whatever the problems are. He'll have answers for you right on the phone that you can do at home. Now, I promise you that's true. So don't miss tomorrow night, whatever you do, because I want you to be able to hear what he has to say. And Wednesday night, just you and I are going to talk a while. Our guest tonight's been with us for a half an hour. A very busy lady. She's a hard one to pin down and talk to. Believe me, she is, but she stays covered up. Her name is Reggie Littlejohn. Reggie Littlejohn. And I've read about some of the things she's doing. She's doing her best to fight the WHO and others to keep them from taking over, I guess you say, our lives almost completely. But I'll let her share that. And Reggie, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Good to have you, Reggie. And tell the folks, before we get started, what you uncover, a little bit about Reggie. Who is Reggie? What does she do, and how did she get started with all of it?
So I'm an attorney. I'm a graduate of Yale Law School. When I was an attorney practicing law, I represented a Chinese refugee in her case for political asylum in the United States. She had been forcibly sterilized under the one-child policy. So she had been literally dragged out of her home and strapped down to a table, and they performed a tubal ligation without any anesthesia, and she was permanently disabled after that.
Oh, my.
And that's how I discovered in the mid-90s that the one-child policy was not, they were saying that it was voluntary. And so I've testified something like 9 times before the United States Congress, mostly on coercive population control in China, and basically blew out of the water the Chinese Communist Party narrative that the one-child policy was voluntary and provided proof of forced abortion in probably a dozen different provinces in China. Anyway, zoom forward, and when COVID came, and the world, I saw the way that the World Health Organization was responding, especially with respect to these vaccine passports, which they now call digital IDs. I realized that these digital IDs could serve as the same platform as the China social credit system, which is a tool of mass surveillance and totalitarian control. So I turned my attention to battling that. And I have, I'm the co-founder of something called the Sovereignty Coalition and the founder and president of Anti-Globalist International. So I am battling the globalists to keep our freedom from tyranny, our national sovereignty, and our personal medical freedom.
Wow, you have picked a big dragon to slay, sweetheart.
Yeah, I know.
That's a big one. That's a huge one.
Well, it really is. And so, I heard you asking for people to pray. I ask people to pray for me also, because obviously I can't do this alone. I need help, and I need God's wisdom. I need God's protection. I need God's provision. I need for God to open all the doors he wants open and close all the doors he wants closed so I don't go in different directions and spin my wheels. There's just a lot. This is ultimately, it's a spiritual battle. And, I'm fighting on the ground, with all the sort of human tools that I have, but always with my eyes on the Lord and trying to do his will.
Oh, my. And I know that, believe me, I know that feeling. I've been in radio for 31 years and try my best to understand. As my theme song says, this is war. We're literally at war here. But now you just went in the battle with the WHO, and one of their moves to more or less take over the world. I mean, that's just, and everybody in the world. Now, that's a fact. Folks, I know it sounds really far-fetched, but I'm not making this up, Emma Reggie.
No, you're not. You're absolutely not making it up. And the thing is that they couch this plan in these mind-numbing documents that, I'm so glad that I have this legal training because I can see what they're saying. But it's not like they come out and say it, but I can tell you what's in the documents and I can tell you what it means. So the World Health Organization has two, I call them both treaties, that it is advancing. One is, it sounds really boring, amendments to the international health regulations. Okay, that sounds just so boring. It's really actually, it's a huge threat to us. And the other one is a pandemic treaty. Now, the treaty got delayed. They were supposed to vote on it at the end, on June 1st, at the end of May. So, but they're still negotiating it. And so it's still very much alive. And then they actually passed the amendments to the international health regulations, and they did it in a way that is completely illegal. And I think that these international health regulation amendments should be rejected on the basis that they were supposed to have disclosed and circulated the final text that they were voting on 4 months in advance of the meeting, which was on January 27th. And they didn't disclose the final text until hours before the vote, which means that it gave no time for civil society or for governments to analyze the impact of these things and even know what they were going to say. So the thing that's really disturbing about this is that the World Health Organization feels free to just break its own rules. And if it's going to break its own rules, why would we possibly think that they are going to respect our rules or our constitution?
That's very true. That's very true. And, we're seeing this movement, not just with WHO, but WEF and all of them, closing in all around us. The noose is tightening on every nation. And we say, well, it can't happen in America. Folks, it's probably in America. We're much further into it than a lot of nations are already. But what is going on? What's happening with this, with the WHO now? What are they trying to do behind our backs?
Okay, so what they passed with the regulations, the International Health Regulation Amendments, there's an annex in there called Annex 1, and in it, it obligates all the nations, to, including the United States, to surveil their citizens and also to address misinformation and disinformation. So this is unconstitutional. Okay, we have free speech in this country, and we do not. It's not constitutional for our government to be surveilling us to see if we're saying misinformation or disinformation, and who decides what is misinformation and disinformation. All right, you know, these terms are not defined, but basically, I think what they are is anything that is counter narrative to what the mm-hmm. World Health Organization mm-hmm. is saying. So, for example, let's say that, like, for COVID. World Health Organization was saying this. You know, this is could not possibly be a lab leak. I mean, this was comes from a bat, right? Well, if you said it's a lab leak, that would have been misinformation and disinformation, and you would have been censored, or worse, you could lose your license. But and now we know that it probably was a lab leak. See what I'm saying? It doesn't even matter. Like in the beginning, they were saying, "Oh, there's no human-to-human transmission." And if you said, you know what, there is human-to-human transmission, that would have been misinformation or disinformation because it goes against what the WHO is saying. And now we know, of course, there's human-to-human transmission, and that's how it became a pandemic and spread all over the world. So it's not related to truth. It's related to what the WHO is saying. And if you counter it, or like, let's say that you're a doctor, and the WHO is saying the only remedy for this is a vaccine, and you're saying, you know what, there's early treatment. There are things that you can do. There are medications that you can take and to prevent yourself from getting this or to reduce your symptoms. And that would be misinformation and disinformation, and you can lose your license. I know doctors who got their license suspended for prescribing life-saving drugs to people. So this is anti-science. You know, somebody from the World Economic Forum said, we own the science. I mean, she literally said that. What does that mean? To me, it means they own the media that says what the science is, all right? But there's no such thing as owning science. Science is supposed to be a matter of research and debate, and it can evolve, okay? And what they're doing is they're squashing the debate on this and just saying there's one narrative, it's a WHO narrative, and anybody who counters it is guilty of misinformation and disinformation. They'll be censored, and who knows what else they will do to, quote-unquote, address this misinformation and disinformation. But go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, look what happened with COVID. Look how many people were shut down.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about business. I'm talking about people that shut up and lost their license. Some in jail. Some were actually killed for speaking up. Look what happened during COVID. What's the next one going to be like, especially if WHO and others get their way? My goodness, that's going to be almost like suicide just to open your mouth.
Okay, so another thing here is Article 35 of the International Health Regulations details the requirements of something they're calling health documents. Health documents, okay? So they now, in the current IHR, these documents can be either in digital format or in paper format, but I believe that they are pushing towards universal digital IDs. And the World Health Organization has already announced last year, together with the European Union, that they are rolling out worldwide, international, interoperable digital health IDs. You know, so the idea is, well, we need to know who's sick, we need to know who's vaccinated, et cetera, right? But if you go on the World Economic Forum website, there's a chart there about digital IDs, and they go way beyond tracking health. So in the World Economic Forum website, the digital IDs chart shows that people will need a digital ID to access health care insurance and treatment, to open bank accounts and carry out online transactions, to travel, to access humanitarian services, to shop and conduct business transactions, to participate in social media, to own a communication device, such as a cell phone or a computer, to pay taxes, vote, and collect government benefits such as Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. So basically, you will need a digital ID in order to participate in civilized life in the United States or all over the world. And if you don't have one, you are not going to be able to participate. So, and not only that, but if you step out of line, they can punish you through this digital ID. So let's say that they are having a vaccine mandate, all right, and you don't want to get vaccinated or you don't want the latest booster, right? They can basically force you to get it by saying, okay, fine, we're going to shut down your digital ID. We are going to make it so that we're not going to force you to be vaccinated, but we'll just cut you off from your credit cards and your bank account, you know?
So what they're saying is we'll just cut out your means of making a living and feeding your family. That's what you're saying.
Right, exactly.
That's awful close to the Mark the Beast system, is it not? But go ahead.
Well, I mean, okay, so how does this come into the Mark the Beast system? The point of the digital ID, or part of the point of the digital ID, is to say, oh, well, paper is too easy to forge. Well, digital ID also is easy to forge.
Absolutely.
So that same rationale could be used to say, well, now that we have digital IDs, what we really need is to microchip everybody. And there you go, microchip in the hand or in the forehead. It's a precursor. You know what I'm saying?
Sure it is.
We're very close, I think.
Well, you know, clear back in the late 1990s, myself and some others would not do a digital picture to put on driver's license because we knew they were going to go worldwide. Now, the state said, no, it'll never leave the state, it won't leave the country, it'll never go to Interpol, but it did. Our digital ID that you get for driver's license is posted on Interpol. It's worldwide information about you. We never did get a digital picture taken. We fought it successfully so far for the last 20-some years. For about over a year or so or better, I drove without a driver's license because we would not concede to the digital picture. Nonetheless, that wasn't necessarily the Mark the Beast, but it was a huge step in that direction. And every time we take a step in that direction, it makes us closer to the final move. And what you're saying, Reggie, if people don't follow the rules, then they'll take away their ability to feed their family, pay their bills, and live in their home. In other words, you won't be able to buy or sell without it, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what this is. Go ahead.
You go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you're right about these digital driver's licenses. Any mandatory digital ID, whether it's a health ID, smart health card, or whether or it's a digital driver's license, can serve as a platform for the China social credit system. It can serve as a way for, you know, so it doesn't matter whether it's a digital ID or a digital driver's license or whatever. Any mandatory, you know, digital, and also in the airports, you know, you're in line and they just say, stand here, and then they take your picture. And before you know it, they take your picture. And I travel a lot, so I know this. And so I see that camera, and I just don't stand in front of it. And I say, I'd like to opt out. And they will let you opt out. They're like, oh, okay. And then you opt out. They don't give you a hard time. They just let you opt out. But people don't know that, and they don't know to do it, you know?
Well, now, with COVID, I'm convinced, was a huge move in this direction. Was it not for a WHO and other world authorities to take over the people and control the people? Was that a huge step in that direction to see how people would react to it?
Well, yes. I mean, see, this is the thing, is that the terror of, over-exaggerated terror of COVID was used as a pretext to get people to give up freedoms that they otherwise would not have given up, you know? I mean, and the thing is that in the beginning of COVID, we all trusted the government. And when they told us that this was, you know, a deadly, deadly, deadly disease, we believed them. I believed them. You know, I was terrified just like everybody else. And so then they said, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve and we need to do this and that. And then the information started coming out that actually, you know, it really wasn't as deadly as they were saying. And it was mostly people who, you know, were at high risk in any case, et cetera, et cetera. But they used that use terror about your health, about the health of your children, about the health of your parents, about the health of the people that you love, to manipulate you into being willing to give up freedoms that you otherwise would not be willing to give up. And that's the whole pretext behind this digital ID. It's like, well, we need this because disease X is coming, and disease X could, you know, be 50 times more virulent than COVID, and so we need to have this all in place. And so that's the pretext of putting in this digital ID, which is going to end up with a worldwide China social credit system.
Well, you look at what COVID did. How many thousands, hundreds of thousands of businesses went out of business? They couldn't cope with it. They lost everything.
That's right.
And how many people are sick because of the jab? Many millions have died because of the jab. But you know what really concerned me, Reggie, is that this was more or less a crowd wolf. They crowd wolf, and many people see it now, and maybe won't fall for it again. Maybe the next time they'll turn a real something loose, and people will ignore it, and they will die from because they didn't pay attention. But you see, this is the case where the little story about the boy crying wolf. And who would trust the government again for this? I didn't the first time. I never wore a mask. I didn't play this game of 6 foot apart. I walked up and down the aisles I wasn't supposed to in the store because I knew this was a way to try and scare people back into the cage. And it worked en masse worldwide. But now look what's done to the world economy. Look what's done to people's health in this country. I personally know people who have lost family members who are perfectly healthy, got the jab, and a few months later had a heart attack or cancer. And I know this for a fact. All of a sudden. So this was a trial run, I do believe. And overall, even the church in America failed miserably. They shut down. We never did, but most of them did. So this was a trial run to scare the people. Now, I wonder if the WHO and WEF will have other things that will even be more deadly, so to speak, with more fear placed on us to try to get us back into the cage again.
Well, of course they will. I mean, Bill Gates has said with complete confidence that we're going to be having another pandemic. I don't know how he knows that, okay? But I agree. And my fear is that there's going to be another one, shortly before the election, and that will be used as a pretext for, having massive mail-in ballots where a lot of shenanigans can happen.
Yes.
So there's all that. So we've been talking about the international health regulations. We haven't talked really about the pandemic treaty, which also has a lot of really difficult stuff in it. They have something in the pandemic treaty called One Health, which is it's a false way of connecting human health with animal health, with plant health, and with the environment. And what it does is it gives, number one, the pretext for the World Health Organization to surveil everything, and number two, to control everything, including climate change, because the climate, they say, impacts health. And they just spread it so broadly that basically they have, under the One Health approach, they can basically claim authority over any aspect of life on Earth that has that pertains to health, that can have an impact on health, such as the economy, such as, for example, gun violence. They could say that if we have a shooting, well, gun violence is a public health emergency of international concern, and try to take our Second Amendment rights away. They could declare racism or depression or whatever is convenient for them as a public health emergency of international concern, and then that what that does is it triggers this whole cascade of events where the WHO is basically, I would stop short of saying that it's calling the shots. In previous drafts there was more coercion between the WHO and the nation states, but the thing is that if you have an administration like the Biden administration that's going along with the WHO or even pushing the WHO agenda, they're not going to protect us against what the WHO is saying. They're going to go right along with it, just like the Biden administration did under COVID.
Well, it's amazing that how they worked this. And COVID, somebody could come out basically just boom on the scene. Well, it come from bats in Wuhan, China, and just all manner of stories come out. And of course, Trump even said, well, we got to have Operation Warp Speed and get this vaccine out. And so he was a big part of this whole thing coming together. But the point of it is, we watched this come upon us, and I'm frustrated and surprised that the masses in our country fell for this ploy. I mean, they literally panicked over this. And again, the churches shut down. They kept the beer joints open, the strip clubs open, and other stores open, shut down small businesses, kept the Walmarts open, yet the people fell in line and obeyed against everything that they should have known was wrong in common sense. That is scary in itself.
Well, it is, and hopefully people will be, you know, wised up this time and not fall in line. But this resulted in a massive transfer of wealth. Okay,
yes, it did.
It's from all the mom and pop, you know, stores, all the small businesses were just slammed by this, and the money went to, you know, big businesses like Amazon or Walmart, you know. And those guys made a killing on this. So it's a transfer of wealth from, you know, the little guys and the middle class to these, you know, these oligarchs who own these huge supranational companies.
Yep, that I agree.
Some of them make more money than some countries.
Well, that proves again the love of money, as the Bible says, the root of all evil. Because money brings control and power, and it's all about control. I mean, that's what they wanted to see would happen. And the masses more or less fell in line and obeyed their masters just because they were afraid they would catch a virus. I mean, this nonsense. But now we're seeing they're going to capitalize on this, and who knows what's next. And between now and election, Reggie, anything could happen. And I've never said this, I've never ever in 31 years in radio ever said this. If we have an election, who knows what could happen between now and then? War with Russia may delay the election. Who knows what could happen? Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I do pray that. I mean, people say, of course, everybody's praying that we will have a fair election, right?
Right.
But I'm praying that I'm praying that we will have an election.
I understand.
You know, and that's frightening. Okay, just to think about that. And it's not just the World Health Organization; it's also the United Nations.
Oh yes.
So everybody's been focusing on the World Health Organization because of the big meeting they had from May 27th to June 1st. And by the way, I was in Geneva to be there during that meeting. But the United Nations is having a meeting in late September, where they're going to be voting on they're going to be voting on what they call an emergency platform, and what that emergency platform is going to do.
We're going. Get ready to go to break.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want to hang on through this? You have to run. You want to hang on another 5 minutes?
I'll hang on for another 5 minutes.
All right, that's great. We're going to make a very important point, folks. Back at the break. And maybe if we have time, we'll try squeezing a phone call. Don't know if she can stay out long or not. But the number is 844-769-2944. Again, we're talking to Reggie Little John. What a powerful lady. Don't y'all go away. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. I want to make mention something before we go back to our guest. I don't do this often enough, but if you're listening to this broadcast right now on shortwave, a lot of you do. I mean, a lot of you listen to shortwave all the time. You're listening to shortwave on 6115 because Melody Seastrom, you heard a commercial, Discount Gold and Silver. Melody Seastrom pays for that time for us. Yes, she does. So if you're listening on shortwave right now, live, Melody Seastrom is the one that paid for it. At least call and thank her for it at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Again, we're talking to Reggie Littlejohn, walking encyclopedia information, what's going on behind the scenes that we don't even hear about. Reggie, you were in the middle of making a point, and we had to go to break. You want to finish that point?
Well, yeah. I mean, so I was just pointing to the fact that the World Health Organization is just an arm. It's a tentacle of the, you know, octopus, which is the United Nations. And in September, the United Nations is going to be voting on an emergency platform that will operationalize automatically in the case of a complex global shock. Okay, so what does that mean? It means they have defined a complex global shock as something has to do with health, okay, climate change, if the grid goes down, supply chain disruptions, internet disruptions, a major event in outer space. So, I mean, if two stars collide, I guess they can take over. And also something called a black swan event, which is undefined, anything else, you know, that they want to define as an emergency. So this is the key, okay? This is an emergency platform, and this is what the globalists do. They create an emergency, or they use an emergency that they didn't create, but as a pretext for saying, okay, this is an emergency, therefore we are going to suspend your rights just for this emergency. It's not going to last long or whatever, but you know, you're going to not be able to speak freely. You know, we're going to control misinformation and disinformation, no going to church, no right of assembly, you know, on and on. But the thing is that with this complex global shocks and with this one health agenda that covers everything, we're going to be in a state of chronic emergency, constant emergency, so that our rights are going to be suspended indefinitely. All right? So that's what we need to fight against, and that's why I founded this Anti-Globalist Alliance, which I would ask everybody to go to antiglobalist.net. That's antiglobalist.net. And sign our manifesto, which talks about this stuff, about how we're basically living in a global coup, and that we are going to resist. So please go to antiglobalist.net to sign the manifesto. What that's going to do is it will put you on my newsletter list. You will get updates on all this stuff, and also, you know, be able to take action when we have action campaigns. You know, so that's what I would encourage you to do.
Well, Reggie, thank you for joining us tonight, but I want to thank you over much more than that for what you're doing and what you're trying to fight. You know, we all can't fight the same dragon all the time, but you chose a huge one, and people need to pray for you, but they need to stand with you also. But thank you for your courage. Thank you for standing up there in the gap, so to speak, and crying your heart out, trying to get people to pay attention. And again, thanks for joining us tonight. I know you got to run. But thanks for being with us tonight. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it, too. But I was wondering if you might be willing to pray for me, like right now.
Absolutely.
Your listeners will join in that. I would love that.
Absolutely. Folks, would you join us in prayer, please? Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this evening, before the whole world that's listening to this broadcast. Whether it be on shortwave, AM, FM, internet, however far they're listening, or the satellite, whatever the way they're listening, Father, tonight I ask in the name of Jesus that you give this lady divine protection. Give her wisdom, Father, that's beyond man's comprehension, that we have to know come from you. Father, show her the direction that you want her to go. You've given her a huge dragon to slay. I know, Almighty God, that you don't give us what we can't do with your help, because all things are possible with you. Please give her an uplift in her spirit, her soul, and mind. Make her strong in faith. Increase her courage. Increase her knowledge and wisdom on how to use it. And Father, ask us in the precious name of Jesus Christ, because of the sacrifice that he paid on Calvary, because of the precious blood that was shed, that made us worthy to enter the Holy of Holies. I thank you in Jesus' precious name for hearing this prayer. Amen.
Okay, amen. Reggie. Thank you so very much. That's huge. That's huge. Well, thank you so very much.
Everybody, please keep me in your thoughts and prayers. I'll do that. And you, if I can help you in any way, if I help you in any way, another program or something, please find me and let me know.
Okay. Well, the way people can help is just, you know, go to antiglobalist.net. Sign the manifesto, and then that will put you in touch with me. You'll be on my newsletter list, and we'll be in a communication. And then you can take action when it's appropriate. We'll have action campaigns coming forward on all of this stuff. That's the thing you can do that can really help, and keep me in your thoughts and prayers.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks a lot. We'll be talking in the future, I'm sure.
All right. Take care. God bless you.
Have a good one. Okay. Bye-bye. You too. All right, folks, she had to go. The lady is covered up with work, and I don't need to tell you that. There's so much going on. There truly is. And I know we don't have a lot of time left tonight. This is a little different than normal. We're not taking phone calls with the guests because she's already gone. So I just want to share a few thoughts, if you don't mind, tonight with you. I just want to talk to you a little bit about a couple of things. And maybe if I can maybe help you understand a few things that's going on and increase your faith and your joy in life in Christ, as sometimes I have to refresh myself, because I'm only a man too, folks. I'm only a man. I'm not Superman. I'm not super spiritual. I'm not super intelligent. I'm not anything special. I'm just a servant, just as you are. So please don't ever think, because Pastor Butch Paul is a pastor. He's a radio talk show host. God, a lot of people know him. Gosh, everybody knows. No, it doesn't work that way. I'm just a servant. That's all that I am. No better than anybody else out there. I don't care who you are. I'm no better than you are. When you come to Christ through the blood of, when you come to Christ through faith and are born again into the family of God through the blood of Jesus, there's no difference. There's no difference. We grow different paces and different ways, but we're all servants. But I just want to make a few points tonight that I want to share with you. Maybe something to uplift you through this maze of confusion and chaos we now call the world we live in. I just step back and watch these things happen. Watch the insanity increase all around me. It's almost like you're walking in a twilight zone. Nothing seems really real anymore. Nothing makes sense any longer as it did at one time in this country. Nothing seems to come together, and nothing that you can make your mind comprehend because it's so far out of reason that it's hard to accept it, that it's real. I'm telling the truth. You know I am. I'm just going to share a couple of things very quickly here. You know, the Supreme Court delivers procedural ruling on the murder drug. They call it abortion drugs, murder drug. You know, they said that the doctors could sell it and not the FDA, was not going to regulate it, all the other things going on there. And then, you know, the very next day, Liberty Counsel says, well, this case is not over yet. They left the door open to other things. My point on this is the Supreme Court had a chance to make a difference, a real difference, in the lives of unborn babies. But they blew it. Whatever the reason was, maybe some of them actually thought they were doing the right thing, but they blew it. We're watching this nation's, what's left of the morality, unravel. I mean, mass shootings almost every day. Almost every day. I think somebody said there's been 200 or some mass shootings already this year. Almost every day. And all matter of carnage in this nation. But folks, around the world, I want to read this article by Paul Craig Roberts to get you to think about what this nation may face in the very near future. And understand that what we're going to do as individuals is tell the truth and pray that the Father take that the word we tell people and multiply it in the hearts and minds and souls of people. But even beyond that, we as individuals need to know that we're walking with Christ on a daily basis. And sometimes, again, my friends, life seems so unreal to me. It's almost like I'm living in a dream. It just doesn't seem possible that this world's changed so much and society's changed so much. But right now, in my opinion, we're already in World War III. That's my opinion, and I think it's a good opinion. We're already in World War III. Paul Craig Roberts wrote this: the train has left the station, and no one can stop it. Europe will be at war with Russia, so says Serbia's president, Vucic. These are the words of Serbia's president, Aleksandar Vucic. He ought to know. He's in the middle of it. He thinks Europe will be at war with Russia, and not more, now pay attention, folks, not more than 3 or 4 months, if that long. As I said during the broadcast, I was talking to Reggie, war could postpone the election. You know that. In my opinion, again, unless our God intervenes for some reason, I think Mr. Vucic is right. Mr. Vucic said 3 to 4 months, if not sooner. President Vucic says no one is attempting to stop the war. Nobody's speaking about peace. Peace is almost a forbidden word. Hungarian leader Viktor Orban has a similar view, as does Slovakian President Robert Fico, who survived the recent assassination attempt. In Western Europe, UK, and Washington, everyone is talking about their wider war with long-range missiles used for attacks deep into Russia. Such attacks cannot revive the defeated Ukrainian military. Their purpose seems to be to provoke Russia into retaliation that Washington can use to widen the war. And you know, of course, already, it's common knowledge that Russia has nuclear subs and battleships in Cuba, just a few miles off our coast. You know that already. President Vučić is correct. The West is making no effort, indeed, is avoiding all effort to defuse the dangerous situation. Instead, the West is throwing oil on fire with long-range missile attacks and French troops sent into Ukraine. It has been completely clear from day one that Putin's limited drawn-out war enabled the West to get more and more involved into the conflict, to the point that the conflict now is really between the West and Russia. As President Vučić says, the West's prestige is now involved, and the West cannot permit Russia to prevail. It seems that Putin might have finally realized that the war is no longer limited to Donbass and has become a wider threat that is not subject to negotiation or in terms that Russia can accept. Now that Putin is backed into a corner with the prospect of NATO missiles striking deep into Russia, President Vučić's expectation the war is close and at hand is understandable. The way matters are shaping up, the avoidance of war depends on how many provocations the Kremlin will accept and for how long. Putin needs to quickly knock Ukraine out of the war before Ukraine fills up with NATO military personnel. Zelensky's term has expired, making him illegitimate. Russian forces should quickly take Kyiv, install a new government agreeable to Ukraine as a neutral country, and to reunification of Donbass with Russia. I don't know if Putin still has time to avoid a larger war but quickly winning the current conflict, or whether Putin has been fighting on the cheap and lacks the force size to take Kyiv and control the country. If Putin has been too limited in his goal and too persistent and with his means, he has brought himself a wider war. Now, folks, that's what we're facing worldwide, not just in America. The chaos we have here at home, the hatred, the strife, the divisions, the bitterness, is only a small drop in the bucket as to compare what's going to happen worldwide. The longer I live and watch this happen, the more I do believe that Dmitry Duman's prophecy is going to be fulfilled. His prophecy of Russia and China and others will attack us after we go to civil war, internal war, I believe is coming to pass. Who knows what could happen over the next 3-4 months before election? What could happen? What would happen if one of the candidates were taken out? Think about that. What would happen if one's elected and the other was so violent they decide to burn and pillage, as they already have in the past, folks? Antifa and others have already done that. They have. And the arm of the LGBTQ perverts have no problem with that either. So why do you think, why would you ever begin to think it's going to change getting better? Now let's get this through our minds right now. Let's settle this one point. It ain't going to get any better. There's nothing in this country that's going to go back to what it was as far as being normal even 5 years ago. We're not going back to cheaper prices on food and groceries, on making a living. It's not going to happen. It's going to increasingly get worse to the point of collapse. It's going to happen. Lindsey Williams told me years ago, he'd been passed away now for several years, you know that, at least 3 years. But he told me many years before that, that they were going to let the Dow increase to 40,000 to 50,000 before they collapse it. Well, that's back when it was around maybe in the 20s, maybe lower, I don't remember. They said they're going to let go to 40,000 to 50,000. I thought, well, that's going to take 25, 30 years. What hasn't? It's already hit over 40. But he said it'll go to 40,000 to 50,000 before they collapse the economy. Intentionally. Who knows what they're going to do to cause that to happen? What they have in mind to bring in to take up the slack? I don't know. Only God knows for sure, but they have their plans. I'm certain of that. So I said all that to make this point. Of all the times of history that we've lived, now, most people have no idea what I'm talking about, so they don't understand what I'm saying now. They think everything is hunky-dory. They may see prices going up. They may be a little frustrated with what's happening. But overall, their TV set still works. They have AC in the house, and they're doing fine. They're planning a vacation this summer and whatever. Everything's okay with them. They're fine. They just ignore the bad stuff and hope it'll go away, just like ignoring cancer, hope it'll go away. It never does, but they're hoping it will, or they're waiting for the rapture. one or the other, or both. But here's the point I wanted to make. Let's you and I, as adults, and I, if you're not a mature Christian in the sense that you can accept this, don't become angry at yourself or me, either one. Pray for insight. Pray the Lord to show you His Word. It's not going to get any better. This insanity is going to spread, just like Deuteronomy 28:28 said it would. It's going to spread. This evil, this seed of evil, this leaven, this little bit of leaven that we let in this country through so many different ways, is only going to increase to the point that it finally destroys the whole body. I don't know what my future holds, and I'm an old man. I have no idea what is going to happen in my life because I'm not in charge of my life. But I do know this. It's not going to get any easier in any way as far as this earth. But here's something that we have to hang on to. Brothers and sisters, now if you're not a Christian, folks, I can't call you brother or sister. I wish I could. I'd like to be able to tell you about how salvation through Christ, through faith in Christ comes about and what it can mean for you for every aspect of your life. It may not change your wealth standard. It may not change a lot of things. But when Christ comes into your heart, into your mind, into your body, into your soul, your world changes from the inside out. They'll make everything change on the outside, but gives you peace and contentment on the inside to handle these things. But it's going to get tougher to hang on as this storm increases. I never rode a bucking mule. My middle son did for a while. He broke his ankle and he quit. But nonetheless, I never tried that. But you know, that thing's bucking and it gets harder and harder until it wears itself out. Well, in this world, we're riding a bucking bull. It's not going to get any easier. If we're not rooted to the rock and building the Christ, we're going to get thrown off. The storm is going to rage beyond what we can comprehend. It's going to get so terribly bad one day that people's minds and hearts will fail them because of fear. It's what the book says. We as individuals must take time to get closer and unite more with our Savior. And folks, you don't do that by watching TV. It doesn't happen that way. This world's pleasures, at best, are temporary. And maybe for a few short minutes, they can give you a little bit of escape. And that's wonderful. But understand, only Christ can give you that permanent peace that we need. Doesn't mean that you won't waver once in a while. Peter walked on the water, didn't he? He did. He said, "I'll walk on there with you, Christ." And he stepped out of the boat and walked in the water. Did very well to the guy's eyes out of Christ. That's a lesson for us. We all sometimes get our eyes off Christ. We all sometimes start to sink. Peter had enough sense left to say, "Save me, Master." We must do the same thing. As this storm increases in our lives, it's going to affect our families more and more. We're going to see things maybe come up that's going to divide our families more and more. And there'll be times you're going to have to take a stand that's going to make you feel uncomfortable. It's going to make you the bad guy because you won't compromise it. How do you compromise with evil? Why do you compromise with evil? Isn't that dangerous? If a little leaven lived the whole lump, why would you compromise evil? Doesn't the Bible say not to have fellowship with those kind of people that are evil and pure evil? Doesn't mean we don't witness to them, but we don't fellowship with them. And the best way you witness to them is by how you live and what you stand for. What you say, not just what you think. You have to say it. But let's all, please, take time to get further rooted in Christ. I can't live your life for you, and you can't live my life for me. I can pray for you as I did Reggie. And I can sincerely ask our Father to bless you and guide you and teach you. And he will if you let him. But I can't live your life. I can't make your decisions for you. I can give you advice from time to time, and sometimes pretty sound advice. But I can't make decisions for you. That's not my job. But use individually. You know, the Bible tells us that we have perfect peace as long as our mind is stayed on Christ. As long as it lean not into our own understanding. And in all our ways acknowledge Him, He'll guide our steps. Sometimes the steps may take you in directions you don't understand. I know that for a fact. You sometimes wonder, what's He trying to teach me here? But that's where faith comes in. If we had all the answers, and we could see all the end results, we wouldn't need faith, would we? See, we're not walking by sight now, we're walking by faith. Let's keep our eyes on the beginning, the beginning and the ending of the one who started our faith and our walk. Let's trust Him. Again, folks, our lives are getting shorter every day. As I've said many times, I've done funerals for babies and I've done funerals for 90-some-year-old people. Your life is not promised another day. Try your best today to glorify your Father in heaven. Edify the name of Christ before the mankind. Glorify the Father through Him. And let's walk closer to Christ as we need to. I need you all. I need your support. I truly do need your support. I really mean that. We do. But that's not, I want your prayers. I want you there with me. I may have to depend on your strength. You may have to take your shield when mine is down and protect me, and vice versa. This is not a me and you. This is a we walk. Yeah, we're individually accountable, that's for sure. Each one give account for their life before Christ, one-on-one. But how we help our brothers and sisters will count also. I need you all. I need your strength, your wisdom, and guidance. I'm just a mere mortal, fallible, very fallible. Sometimes I do the stupidest things at times that it just re-disgusts myself. But understand this, our Father is faithful to those that love Him, those who have been bought by the blood of Christ, a part of the called according to His purpose. Let's walk closer to Him. I'm not talking about going into church service and getting all hyped up and all emotional and all that. There's nothing wrong with that for a while. Nothing wrong with giving a good shout and praising God and dancing all the church floor and getting excited. And I say dance, I mean jumping around with excitement. There's nothing wrong with that. That's great. That'll give you uplift. But that's not how you stay close to Christ. You get rooted in Him. You walk in Him. Live in Him. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Dr. Rodriguez, get your questions written down so he can help you with something in your life, okay? Have a wonderful night. Good night. Army's come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.